See you some bees. This is, as I said, Resourcing Sunday, so it's good for you to know how things get paid for, where the funds come from, and how it's allocated between the different areas of ministry. So it's always good to tell you what happened last year. So last year's budget, by the way, everything I'm going to tell you is pretty much included in this pamphlet, which is on the inside of your bulletin. So do hold on to that and keep it for home. Don't leave it here. It's meant for you to take home. Last year's budget was £870,000 for the year, which equates to £72,500 per month. In reality, we achieved income of £855,000 and change, which was about 2% overall under budget. Not a bad performance at all, and we're very grateful for your giving. For the 2014 and 15 year, our budget runs from September 1st to August 31st. It's sort of the academic year. And the budget for this year, Standing and Finance have set a modest increase, looking at all the economic factors and go and grow and all the kinds of things that are happening. We felt it was prudent to go for a 2% increase over our actual income from last year. And that equates to £872,000 or £72,700 per month. Now, to me, that's always a scary number. I'm really not shy to say so. That's a lot of money, and it always worries me about where it comes from. And, of course, I know where it comes from because I'm looking at you. And, well, first of all, let me tell you, before I encourage you to give, I'm going to tell you where we intend to spend it. And that's going to be indicated by this graphic on the screen. And for some reason or other, I chose little buildings this year. It might be because we've got buildings in our brain. But just to give you an idea of how the money is allocated. So the $872,000 total is split up this way. And if you look from the left to the right, it starts off with the Common Fund, which is our contribution to the central Common Fund of the diocese. And this takes care of the clergy and training and development and new clergy and all the kind of stuff. £113,000. If you go along, the one that's dear to my heart, and I was telling the 9:30 crowd, when I came to St. Bees to interview, you know, you try to filter a lot of things to figure out if you would fit in the job. I mean, you want to know that they want to hire you, but you want to check that you could fit with them. And one of the things that really grabbed me was the amount of money that this church gives to mission and gives to community work and gives to other worthy causes. And this is the one that stole my heart. St. Bees gives 20% of the previous year's income to missions. And that's controlled by our World Mission Support Team. And that is a staggering sum of £162,000. It's the biggest chunk of money that we spend goes on mission. And then the church department, neighborhood department, kids and youth and adults, and you can see that that comes out at £131,000, looking after young people. And it's not the church of tomorrow, it's the church of today. So get you know, we've got to get our thinking straight. So we invest in children and young people too. And so on. You can see we spend the least that we can on our buildings and support team. As you go along. Any questions you have about the budget, Sarah will be at the back after the service, and you're more than welcome to come and see and ask about that. So besides all the budgeted income, in December, we do not budget on our offerings. We give our offerings away to worthy cause. I'd just like to give you some feedback. Of the total collected across our three campuses, that is Church at Five at Strawberry Vale, St. Bees here, and Oakley Community Church, between those three sites, we gathered in £4,893, just shy of £5,000. And this was split between four very worthy causes. One, the Bishop of Edmonton, Peter Wheatley. It was his request that Christmas offerings be taken for this cause as well. And that's the Engine Room Community Project at Tottenham Hale. And we also gave a substantial chunk to the Tear Fund Ebola Response and to the Children's Society and to the Emmaus Barnet Project, and the web links are on there. You can come and get them from me if you'd like to check up on those. Well done, St. Bees. Just under £5,000 given away from the December offerings. Now, what do I ask you to do? Well, I think very key to me working on the day-to-day management of the finance is that we do not confuse the Go and Grow Project with St. Bees. We're so excited that people are giving to the Go and Grow Project. But in the words of that Henry wrote, I'd like to quote it for you in a little while, but just to make sure that we do not flag on our regular giving. Our regular giving is what pays the bills, what pays for ministry, what pays for everything else. We need to make sure that our budget is met every month. That's £72,500. It's a lot of money. Now, Henry wrote, now is the time for all of us to reflect on how each of us can join in and contribute to this great work of God's kingdom. Today, I want to unashamedly ask you to examine what you give and how you give it. The best way that you can give is to commit to a standing order, and you can set this up in a number of different ways. You can do it with your internet banking. You can do it by taking a standing order mandate form at the back. You can call your bank and do it over the phone. You can do it in a number of different ways. But the most reliable and the most efficient for us is if you give by standing order. Secondly, if you're a taxpayer, can you gift aid your giving? Just about everybody can. Gift aid your giving. It really increases the sum of money. It's about £150,000 a year. Just about that is our income through gift aid. So please do that. And when you take this away today, remember there's a response form, and you can say you'd like some more information about a standing order, or I've reviewed my giving and I want to increase. There you go. And lastly, an interesting one. If you would like information about leaving a legacy in your will, that is a great thing to do for even after you've gone, to make sure that you give. Right now, I'd like to ask you to pray whenever you look at this at home. Keep it, don't throw it away. Hold this target up. It's a big target, this budget. And I'd like you to pray for it as well as give. And right now, I'd like you to pray with me. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of belonging to a church like St. Bees, a big-hearted, generous, giving church, a church with outrageous vision, a church that's never shy of things to do for God. And Lord, we want to float the boat out deep. We want to really be challenged in our giving. And right now, I ask you to challenge us as we consider what we have given over the past year and what we will give this year. Lord, challenge us. Bless your people, Lord. Bless each one. Bless the givers of this church. Bless their generosity. In Jesus' name, amen.